Fry showed how starting with a fictitious solution to Fermat's last equation, if indeed such a horrible beast existed, he could make an elliptic curve with some very weird properties.
That elliptic curve seems to be not modular, but Shimura Taniyama says that every elliptic curve is modular.
So if there is a solution to this equation, it creates such a weird elliptic curve, it defies Taniyama Shimura.
So in other words, if Fermat is false, so is Shimura Taniyama. Or, said differently, if Shimura Taniyama is correct, so is Fermat's last theorem.
Fermat and Taniyama Shimura were now linked, apart from just one thing.
The problem is that Fry didn't really prove that his elliptic curve is not modular. He gave a plausibility argument, which he hoped could be filled in by experts, and then the experts started working on it.
In theory, you could prove Fermat by proving Taniyama, but only if Fry was right. Fry's idea became known as the Epsilon conjecture, and everyone tried to check it. 1 year later in San Francisco, there was a breakthrough.